This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she also directs the Institute's Center for Employment Policy. She's also a veteran of the George W. Bush administration, serving as the chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor and as chief of staff of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. We've asked her to offer her thoughts on Friday's report from the Labor Department showing that the overall unemployment rate is up, the overall job situation is slightly down for August, but private sector growth was in the positive direction. Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, it's great to be with you today. It's great to be with you. It's really disappointing that unemployment is up and that we overall lost jobs in the economy. And this really shows that we need to take a different tack as regards helping America's unemployed. We've spent about $862 billion on stimulus. We've created about 763,000 private sector jobs since the beginning of the year. That's a little over $1 million per private sector job. Surely we can do better.
Diana, let me get your reaction to a couple of thoughts that we've heard today from some who say that there actually is some optimism in these numbers. First of all, they say a few months ago when all these census workers were hired and the job creation number for whatever month that was pretty huge, we're like, well, it's only for a couple months, so those jobs don't mean a whole lot in terms of the overall economic picture. Now that those jobs are going away and driving the overall number down despite positive private sector growth, is it important to dismiss that as well?
Well, I think if you look at the private sector growth, it's not even that big. I mean, around 67,000 jobs. We need around 200, 300,000 jobs a month just to get out of the backlog of everyone who is unemployed right now. We have almost 15 million Americans unemployed, 42% unemployed for 6 months or longer. And the 862,000 stimulus package should have resulted in a higher rate of job creation if it worked. And as you recall, the White House said that if the stimulus package were passed, unemployment wouldn't rise above 8%. Now it's just stuck above 9%. So we need to be taking a different tack. I mean, when evidence shows that something's not working, we need to act and look at what does work. The Kennedy tax cuts worked, the Reagan tax cuts worked, the Bush tax cuts worked, and now, in contrast, we're facing an increase of 5 percentage points in tax rates January 1st, 2011.
Diana, another issue raised by some is that one of the reasons for the overall unemployment rate going up is that actually there's an uptick in the number of people coming back into the job market. Are you seeing those numbers?
Yes, the labor force participation rate did go up by a tenth of a percentage point last month. That is promising, but we still have the lowest labor force participation rate around where it was in 1985, the summer of 1985, halfway through this decade when women were moving into the workforce. So if you look at all the discouraged workers, people who have dropped out of the labor force, then the Labor Department estimates the unemployment rate is actually 16.7%, not 9.6%.
Diana, you mentioned a moment ago that you believe that the course we're presently on economically isn't working, so we need to try a different tack. What specifically should that new tack be?
The new tack should be to keep current tax rates the same. People talk about a tax cut, but really what we are talking about is keeping the current set of rates the same so they wouldn't go up on January 1st. We also need to be cutting spending the way some European countries are doing. And we need to stop making employers responsible for worker benefits. So we're making them responsible for health care now. We're raising the minimum wage so that employers can make sure that workers have a sufficiently high standard of living. What this means is that employers are just cutting jobs. They're not hiring low-skilled workers. And this needs to change. We need to be giving workers benefits in other ways, not through employers, so that employers don't have a disincentive to hire.
Diana, obviously this news comes on Labor Day weekend. So as we observe this Labor Day weekend, for those currently employed or looking for employment, should the next year be brighter or dimmer for them, do you believe?
It depends what happens in November. If the Republicans are elected to the House and or the Senate, I think things will be brighter because a lot of harmful regulations, harmful tax hikes might not go through. But if we get the same crew of people in Congress, then I think that things are going to go from bad to worse.
Another issue, before we let you go, of course, is the fact that organized labor is a major factor in much of American politics. And we're hearing rumors, of course, that the Democratic majority, particularly if Republicans do well in the midterm elections, would have a very active lame duck session. And in addition to issues perhaps like immigration and climate change, there could be a push for a vote on the so-called card check legislation. Do you expect that to happen? And what would be the impact if it were to be approved?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what is going to happen, but it's very possible that the Democrats will try to get that through. On the other hand, if the Republicans are facing a potential majority in 2011, why would they let this legislation go through? One would expect that they would stand firm against not just card check, but against some of these other bills the Democrats are saying they're going to push through in the lame duck session. It would be harder to peel off Republicans to work with the Democrats if the Republicans are facing a majority themselves in the next year.
Diana, very interesting. Thank you so much for helping us look at the new numbers.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Always appreciated. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she directs the Center for Employment Policy. She served as Chief Economist in the U.S. Department of Labor for President George W. Bush, as well as the Chief of Staff of his Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.